"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Chris Merrill, in for the boys. Huge news today. And Stephen Portnoy is our ABC News national correspondent in Washington. And Stephen, we have a sitting president's son indicted on federal firearms charges. And I can only assume we're talking about felonies here. This is a big deal.
And serious charges, too. I mean, when you look at the aggregate sentence that could be brought for conviction on these three counts, 25 years in prison.
Wow.
So what are we talking about? Hunter Biden bought a handgun in 2018 at a time when, he says in his book, he was a drug addict, a regular user of drugs. And there are photographs of him posing naked with a pistol. There's photographs of him with drug paraphernalia all on that laptop. So today, charges were brought, charges that almost never are brought in this way without attached to any kind of a larger felony involving drugs or guns or violent crime. Oftentimes when a charge like this is brought, it's in connection with other crimes so that prosecutors can obtain a stiffer sentence.
Oh, okay.
Well, in this case, it's in a vacuum. And it's why Democrats and Hunter Biden's defense lawyers say that this is all part of political pressure being brought to bear by congressional Republicans upon David Weiss, the special counsel. What we do know is that this was something that the special counsel's office was set to set aside as part of an agreement with Hunter Biden, where he was going to plead guilty to two tax-related misdemeanors. And in exchange, he would have the felony gun possession charge set aside in part of a diversion program. But now, because those plea agreement negotiations fell apart over the summer, the prosecutors are moving forward, and they have brought this three-count indictment.
All right, Stephen Portnoy, our ABC News national correspondent in Washington, as we dive into what this means, since it is something that is so rarely charged as a standalone here, I mean, is it tried any differently? It would seem that if they're pressing forward on this, the courts treat it like any other case, although it is a little bit odd that they're bringing something that is not normally charged.
Well, look, it's a standalone case, because that's the way the prosecutors decided it should be. What's interesting is it's being announced now. This is not the conclusion of the special counsel's investigation into Hunter Biden. There are those tax charges that he was going to plead guilty to. Those have not yet been resolved. So there's more to come. Republicans in Congress say this is a small first step and a positive one, they say, but they say that there ought to be more, and they say if there isn't more, then it'll be a sign that the Justice Department is covering for Hunter Biden. There have been a lot of insinuations, a lot of innuendo, a lot of suggestion, speculation that Republicans have offered. No hard and fast evidence to convince the public that Joe Biden had anything to do with Hunter Biden enriching himself by peddling the family name. But we'll see what happens next. There's one thing that we're all sort of watching for, and that is the possibility that the special counsel's office might bring charges related to the Foreign Agents Registration Act, or FARA. When the plea agreement became undone before everyone's eyes and ears in open court in Wilmington, Delaware, in the middle of the summer, the judge who's presiding over this, bewildered by the document that was placed before her, containing language she'd never before seen, picking apart the fact that the two sides clearly had a difference of opinion as to the scope and extent of immunity that Hunter Biden thought he was going to get from prosecutors. She asked the prosecutors in that hearing whether they might pursue charges of violating the FARA Act, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, taking money from foreign entities to do their bidding here in Washington without registering with the Justice Department as a foreign agent, as you're supposed to do. And when the prosecutor said, well, maybe, that really put Hunter Biden and his defense attorneys on their heels. So is there going to be a FARA charge? We don't know.
It's interesting, Stephen, you made a great point, Stephen Portnoy, our ABC News national correspondent, about the timing on this. Why not hold this charge until the special counsel might be ready to drop more charges?
Well, the answer to that one is simple, and that is the fact that because this process of dealing with this particular count was already initiated, there is what's known as the Speedy Trial Act, which governs the timing of these proceedings. And in a filing a couple of weeks ago, in federal court, the prosecutor said, we understand our obligations to act under the Speedy Trial Act. We understand our deadline is the end of September on this gun charge. We will beat that deadline. And they beat it today, announcing the three-count indictment.
All right. That makes perfect sense. Now, what are we looking at as a timeline then moving forward? We've obviously, the closest thing we have to compare this to politically is the charges against former President Trump and a number of his supporters and advisors. That has, it's all over the board. The scheduling is, could be October, could be April 2026. We don't know.
Unfortunately, I don't have the answer you're looking for. And I, frankly, the first thing would be the initial appearance. It is interesting that this, you know, Hunter Biden is a Secret Service protectee. So at least, I guess the Secret Service has some experience now of dealing with booking. So that'll be the first thing to happen in Wilmington, where Hunter Biden will have to appear on these charges. He's now been indicted by a grand jury. But how soon this will come to trial and what else is to come? Our answers we don't have now.
I should also point out that this is a federal charge, right? So this would fall. And I love just being a conspiracy theorist here. There's no reason to believe this would happen, but it does fall under the purview of potential pardon. Would it not?
Well, look, the White House has been asked about this. They have tried not to comment about today's indictment. The president ignored shouted questions about it. But the idea that Hunter Biden would be pardoned by his father is something that they really don't want to even contemplate and have not wanted to address.
No, of course they don't want to. But I just love the drama playing out in front of us. Stephen Portnoy, our ABC News national correspondent, Washington, with our update on the Hunter Biden indictment, the firearms charges. Very informative, Stephen. Thank you for your work on this. Appreciate you. All right. I am fascinated by all of it. I'm fascinated by the politics behind all of it. I'm fascinated that you've got the president's son that's just been charged because basically there was the political demand for it from the group that says that the DOJ has been weaponized. I don't think that DOJ has done anything wrong in this case. I think the DOJ is great. Look, you want to charge him? Charge him. You want to charge him with the other misdemeanor tax evasion? Charge him. You want to charge him with not registering at FARA? I think that's probably a slam dunk. I think all of that is probably in the works. But it does sort of cut into the whole weaponization thing that we've got members of the Freedom Caucus insisting on as part of the verbiage in the upcoming budget bill. They say, well, we have to address the weaponization of the DOJ while the president's son is under indictment. It is a two-way street, and I'm here to watch Rome burn, I guess. Bring me my fiddle. All right, we will talk about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence perpetually indulging themselves. Because why wouldn't they? That's next. I'm Chris Merrill, in for John and Ken today. KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on your iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We got a big strike on the horizon. Man, this has been a weird year for strikes. I know, year of the strike, right? I get that. But everything seems to be coming to a head here in September. I don't know. Maybe we should do a before and after. What do you think? Who will end their strike first? Now, the UAW may go on strike starting, I think, tonight, right?
Midnight.
Midnight tonight is what it is? Thank mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. So who ends the strike first? UAW, WGA, SAG-AFTRA, or I think Kaiser may go on strike here shortly too, right? They yep. authorized a strike.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So who finishes their strikings first?
I would say the car strike, the auto worker strike.
Yeah, I agree. We'll dive into what their contentions are. One of the things that they're asking for is a bit ridiculous, but I think it's more of a point than anything else. So it's certainly one of those things that they can negotiate out on. So you're familiar with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, right? That's the group that was, they were invited to the Dodgers Pride Night, and then they were uninvited because America's losing their minds about drag shows all of a sudden, and then they got reinvited?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So now one of the members of the Eureka chapter just got in trouble in Lolita. Coastal community 15 miles south of Eureka, Clinton Monroe Ellis Gilmore allegedly made no attempts, this from the New York Post, which has basically become like the Washington Examiner North, allegedly made no attempts to hide the perverted act, they're calling it, on August 12th, when he stopped off in a public park and decided he was going to perpetually indulge himself. Or as Shannon Farron called it, self-care.
And No. Can't do that.
You can't do self-care?
No.
Okay, well, there are some details to this that are a bit succulent.
There's that word again.
There it is. Okay. According to numerous witnesses, this dude had been at the location for about an hour, sitting in his truck with the door open, taking care of business.
An hour?
Thank you. That's what caught my eye, too. An hour. At some point, we call a doctor because things are going on too long.
I was going to say, there's an issue there.
You think he got rug burn?
I was thinking the same
thing. Thank you! Nowhere in the report is there any reference to lotions or any other lubricants of the sort. I am completely blown away by this. They do claim, according to some witnesses, that basically he pulled over in this park, he opened up one door and dropped a leg out the side, and I guess, I don't know that he was making eye contact, but he certainly wanted people to see him, according to witnesses. One witness says that parked two spots away from this person, had the left leg out the open door of the truck, right leg up on the dashboard.
Oh, my God.
With no pants on, giving him a full view of our perpetual indulgent sister taking care of things. But then another question comes to mind. Not only is this guy going to town for an hour, but witnesses are what? Making sure he doesn't stop to listen. This guy, do you guys see what this guy's doing? He's been doing it for like 45 minutes. We've been watching the whole time.
I wouldn't
that
be
part
watching.
Threw me. Thank you. At some point, don't you go, this is vile. I'm going to call the police and leave.
Yes.
But evidently they didn't leave. They just
called
the police.
That's how they got their jollies.
So I think we've got a lot of problems all the way around on this. Now, of course, what's going on is that this has been picked up, like I said, by the New York Post. So what they're doing now is they're basically saying, look, this guy is a pervert. We knew everybody in that group was a pervert. They're all perverts. And this is what's happening to America today. Are you sure you want to have that drag time story hour at the library? Because you know what they're doing. As soon as they're done with that drag time story hour, they're going right out to their cars and they're opening the doors for an hour.
And how
you also have to wonder, is it the first time?
No. Oh,
well, you never know.
I mean, this isn't the first time.
What? It could be. That's why it's taking so long. Oh, but then.
I don't think he's nervous.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I kind of. I forget it.
Oh, I hope I don't get in trouble, but this is exciting, but I hope I don't get in trouble.
Clayton
or maybe it's not right. The first time, so it wasn't as exciting. And it took an hour. And again.
He has an issue. Maybe he has some kind of a health issue there, you know?
What kind of health issue would that be, Deborah?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about. Does he need
about.
To be milked every so often so as to avoid something?
Yeah, that yeah, sort of perhaps.
Issue.
I don't know. I mean, don't you think there's an issue if it takes an hour? I mean, I'm not a guy, so I'm not really the one to ask.
Okay, just from a human standpoint, how do you keep your focus that long?
You can't.
Right? I mean, even if a long time for you is 5 minutes, maybe for some people it's not. After about 20 minutes, doesn't your mind start to wander? Especially if you're at a park and you go, oh, they have puppies over there.
Did his arm go numb at one point?
Or maybe cramps? There's got to be something that goes on.
He's superhuman.
Clearly.
The sister of perpetual indulgence truly is metaphysical. I love you guys for it. All right, we do want to get into the strike. Which strike? Well, it's the latest strike, of course. We'll talk the UAW.
Which latest strike?
Right, thank
There's
goodness.
There's two. Well,
they're popping off all over the place.
Summer of strikes, man.
What happens with the UAW strike, and what does it mean to your next vehicle? It could have an impact. That is next. I'm Chris Merrill, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on your iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. TIKA.com.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Year of the strike, right? We've got the Writers Guild, SAG-AFTRA. Those are the big ones that catch a lot of headlines. We've got Kaiser Permanente is authorizing a strike. Speaking of SAG, I just got a notice that SAG is now asking to authorize for those in the video game sector. Is that all voiceover stuff?
Yeah.
Deborah, is it?
Yeah, the
is
video.
That's the VO stuff? Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's another avenue that may be striking. And we've got with the hospital hotel workers. That's another one that's got strikes going on. Mm. And now it could be the UAW. Mike Dubuisky is ABC News technology reporter. He's in Detroit. And what's the vibe there in Detroit, Mike? It seems like this is a big deal for that city.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm actually sitting here at the Detroit Auto Show. You might actually hear some cars screeching around in the background here.
Nice.
That's the electric vehicle test track that they have set up. Yeah, I know. Theater of the mind here. We got to do what we can in radio. But yes, the vibe, the mood of the Detroit Auto Show, this sort of preeminent North American auto show, is all about the strike. And the concern by organizers here and by sort of the city of Detroit is that a potential UAW strike, a historic one at that, would overshadow this auto show that has struggled in recent years, especially since the pandemic. So the whole city's talking about it. I went to a whole bunch of automotive press conferences yesterday, and just overhearing people talk, it is all about this UAW strike kind of looming.
So if the UAW does go on strike, it doesn't mean everybody shuts down, right? Just certain plants will go on strike, and we don't even know which ones those are yet.
Yeah, that's right. So what Sean Fain is proposing here is certain workers will walk off the job and others will remain working under the existing contract, which by that point will have expired. And the goal there is basically twofold. One, Sean Fain, who's the president of the UAW, says that allows them to sort of laser target, to really hit the big three where it hurts. The other part of this is purely logistical. The UAW has a strike fund, basically a big bucket of money, and by only allowing some people to walk off the job, that prolongs the life of that strike fund. That allows them to potentially strike for longer if that's indeed what they want to do. So that is kind of their logic here. It does not look like everybody's going to walk off the job if a deal is not reached by midnight, by the stroke of midnight tonight, 11:59 Eastern. But that is kind of the lay of the land here as it stands.
Mike Dubuisky is our ABC News technology reporter. He's in Detroit, as he mentioned, at the auto show in his scene setter. We love to call that in radio. Let's set the scene.
Yeah.
Mike, where are the sticking points? What's going on here? I know that the auto workers are asking for an astronomical raise, but that seems to be more of a point that they're trying to make rather than an actual demand.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So the latest information we have is that the UAW is asking for a 36% wage increase. That's down slightly from the 40% figure that they initially were targeting there. The reinstatement of pensions for all members, revised retirement benefits, a 32-hour work week, a four-day work week. Yes, those sound like big demands, and they are. Again, UAW President Sean Fain does not shy away from that. He calls their demands audacious and ambitious. But their whole argument here, the UAW, is that in the years since the Great Recession, the big three American automakers, meaning General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, have seen skyrocketing profits. In Sean Fain's words, they're rolling in the money. And the blue-collar American workers, the union members, have not seen their wages go up in correspondence with that profitability from the top. That's their argument. Now, it's worth mentioning that the automakers say that they need this extra money to speed the transition to electric vehicles. The cars that are behind me right now are electric vehicles. There's this big electric vehicle test track that they've set up here. And those cars are really complex to build. A lot of automakers are pouring tens of billions of dollars into making this transition. And the automakers say they're going to need that money if this is going to happen by 2035, which is what various world governments have legislated is going to need to be the year that we make the jump over to electric vehicles. So
there has
those
to be
are
some,
many of the considerations that they're having right now.
There has to be some concern, Mike, over from the unions that there may be plants that close, not assembly plants necessarily, but plants that make the parts like for internal combustion engines that are going to be shuttered.
Yeah.
Simply because of the transition to electric. Is that part of the contention here?
Yeah, so it's estimated that between 20 and 30% less labor is required to build an electric car. They are, from a purely mechanical point of view, less complex than a gas-powered car. That's not to say that they're not very sophisticated and high-tech, but when it comes to the moving parts the componentry of electric vehicles. There's just less of it. And obviously, that is a concern for a union that is built on having people put parts for cars together. So the very nature of electric vehicles, the UAW sees as a threat to their very existence and to the continued profitability of their members. And that's kind of hanging over all this discussion as well. Another part of this, too, that I, you know, is also worth considering is that the automakers are making the argument that they have to remain competitive against car makers that don't use union labor forces. The car that just drove by me right now is a Tesla. Tesla does not employ union workers. And the big three say that if they are to accede to the UAW's demands, they're not going to be competitive. They're just not going to be profitable when that's the competition that's out there. So, you know, again, a lot of different considerations to weigh as these hours tick down.
We saw another threatened strike just last month, and that had to do with the Teamsters at UPS, but that was sort of an 11th hour save. If you were an odds maker, what would you say as far as odds go? Are we going to see an 11th hour save on this one?
Well, I'll say this. At 10 p.m. tonight, Sean Fain, UAW president, is going to hop on another live stream and announce the first round of local unions that are going to walk off the job, right? Again, not everybody's going to walk off at once. It doesn't seem like he's going to announce specifically who is instructed to walk off the job. That's 2 hours before the contract expires. That is the potential to tighten the screws on the automakers as they enter that the negotiations sort of final minutes. Whether that will make any difference, I think, remains to be seen. It's a lot of it is up in the air, and a lot of this is happening behind closed doors, it's worth mentioning, too. A lot of this negotiation happened at the headquarters of all of these automakers here in Detroit, but in recent days, we learned that the negotiations are actually happening at UAW headquarters, so Sean Fain doesn't have to be in three places at once. So a lot of it's still up in the air. It's going to be really fascinating to watch.
Yeah, it is fascinating, and I'm just wondering if this means, are we going to see an evolution toward electric faster, or does this slow down the evolution toward electric vehicles? And obviously, we've got deadlines set here in California as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you know, the question of electric vehicles in some ways is inevitable, right? Both California and the European Union have legislated that 2035 year be the last year you sell new gas-powered cars, which means that they're going to have to be powered by something else. You know, there are hydrogen powered cars out there. There are cars powered by other alternative methods, but electric power is the predominant one. And that's kind of just how it needs to be. So there's a part of this where the car makers' hands are being forced to comply with that based on the development cycles and how long it takes to build a new car, especially a car that uses a form of propulsion that we're not used to. But again, yeah, it's a really fascinating time to be following the car market because just so much is happening right now.
Mike Dubuisky is our ABC News tech reporter. He's in Detroit at the auto show. Mike, thank you so much for your time today. A pleasure catching up with you. Speaking of catching up, you bet. Speaking of catching up, they've been taking almost 2 weeks it took them to try to catch up to this guy who just shimmied his way over some razor wire. That takes gonads. That's next. I'm Chris Merrill, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere in your iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
In for John and Ken today. Pleasure. Up and down being with you. I was just talking about all the different strikes that are going on and what a mess that's kind of playing out to be. Every now and again, it's nice to have a distraction. And one thing that captivates us better than just about anything else, aside from maybe missing white women, is when you have an escaped convict on the run. Boy, we are just wrapped, aren't we? We just focus. Ooh, did they get him? What's the latest? What's happening now? And there was something going on in Pennsylvania that seemed strange. Not only did the guy escape, the story took a lot of those weird twists and turns. Now, Deborah, maybe you remember some other escape stories that were fun to follow. Like when you've got the escapees are running away because a guard fell in love with them.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah,
weren't there two of those? There was the one in upstate New York.
Yeah,
where the guard fell in love, and two guys got out. And then wasn't there one out of Alabama or Arkansas, one of the southern A states? And I thought that was a deal where the guard fell in love too. I don't remember the exact details. Anyway. This one in Pennsylvania was curious because the guy, he kind of shimmied up this wall, and then he was able to get through razor wire, two sets of razor wire on fences. And I found this to be astonishing. I was talking with Andrew Caravella, who's one of our news anchors, and Andrew said, well, maybe it's because he's a little fella. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? And he pointed out that little fellas are very acrobatic. That makes good sense. You ever see Ocean's 11?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You got the little fella is the acrobatic guy.
This guy's what? He's 5 feet, right?
Yeah, he's very short. He's very slight. And so I think Andrew was basically proposing that the guy was able to just Simone Biles his way up and around the fencing. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
I always thought those gymnasts would be really good at covert operations, because they can just, you ever see those flips where they end up like 15 feet up in the air?
Yeah, but they practice a lot.
Yeah, well, if you're escaping, years. I suppose. Yeah. Well, that's special ops. You know, you got to practice.
Right.
So they found this dude. They caught him yesterday. And the cops in the Keystone State, which were acting like Keystone cops, were telling everybody all along, don't worry, he's going to get tired. And when he gets tired, then he'll make a mistake. But we won't get tired. And then it started raining. And they said, well, there's a lot of rain, so we're going to stop searching for tonight. That sort of thing happened constantly. It was wonderful. He just kept saying, he'll get tired and come back to us. It doesn't really work that way. Well, finally, they get a break. And this was ABC News was telling us exactly how they got the guy and then what he said after they captured him.
This morning, convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante back behind bars, now in a maximum security facility, 2 weeks after breaking out of prison in Pennsylvania.
I always love the very serious newscasters. I'm going to tell you the story in a very driving manner.
You want me to do that?
Yeah, will you do that?
Sure.
From the KFI newsroom, here's the information you have to have. I love it.
Our nightmare is finally over and the good guys won.
The manhunt coming to an intense conclusion early Wednesday morning. Cavalcante seen in that stolen Eagles sweatshirt.
He's an Eagles fan. Or at least he was when he was stealing the shirt. I mean, listen. If I escaped and I was on the run and I ran across like an Ohio State Buckeye sweatshirt, I would just not steal it. I go, I won't even be caught wearing that while I'm trying to survive. You're not going to catch me in a Buckeye sweatshirt. It won't happen. So, I mean, the guy is at least okay with the Eagles.
Described by authorities as wet and weathered, the 34-year-old detailing his survival in a four-hour interview with authorities.
A wet and weathered 34-year-old. I think I've met a few of those after 9 p.m. at a hotel bar.
He did say on three occasions law enforcement officers did almost step on him. He also told us...
Wait a minute. What? Officers did what now?
Almost step on him.
Okay. All right. So, they almost walked on him.
Because he's so little and he was hiding in thick brush, they almost
stepped on him.
Yeah.
This is like the ultimate game of hide and seek. How nervous do you think he was?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness. Like, oh, they're going to get me. They're going to get me. They're going to get me. But then they almost stepped on him and walked away. And he thought, whew. I can't do that either because I get gassy.
He also told us that he survived by eating watermelon the first couple of days. He stated he intended to carjack somebody in the next 24 hours.
Ooh, wow. I mean, that's... Good thing they got him now.
Yeah.
Somebody was about to get held at gunpoint, right?
And that he was going to head north to Canada or try to get out of the United States.
Okay. He was going to head north to Canada? Dude, don't go to Canada. Everybody knows you go to Mexico. Everybody knows that. Unbelievable. All right. Back to the officer who's giving us the update here.
Or try to get out of the United States and head back to Puerto Rico.
Hold on now. Hang on there. He was going to try to do what now?
Or try to get out of the United States and head back to Puerto Rico.
All right. This is, once again, this is where our education system has failed us. And this is why I never really trusted the sheriffs there in that county in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, because, they were sure that he was going to get tired. They were sure that they had him boxed into a certain search area. Come to find out the guy had stolen a dairy truck and driven 30 miles away. And now he says that he's going to get out of the United States and go to Puerto Rico. We're not bright.
Officials say office.
Wait a minute. Once again, I've got to hear this again.
Or try to get out of the United States and head back to Puerto Rico.
I think they meant Portugal. That's where he was. Not Portugal. Wasn't it Brazil?
Yes.
Isn't that where he was originally
yes,
from?
Yes, it was Brazil.
But instead, he says he's going to get out of the United States and
go back
to Puerto Rico, which is part of the United States. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they're exhausted from trying to catch this guy.
Sure.
You know, their brains are just not functioning at 100%, sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Somehow the escapee was still functioning. But, maybe they need more watermelon in their diets, and then they'll be able to keep up with the guy. Good night. All right. We'll get the latest on what's happening with COVID in L.A. County. That is next. I'm Chris Merrill, in for John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on your iHeartRadio app.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.